Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The reason I'm using this, we couldn't find the other one that they used last week. So I'm not sure whether I want to do this left-handed or right-handed, but we'll give it a try. You know, as we experience the celebration of this Memorial Weekend and are mindful of the anxieties, the anxiousness, and the troublesome atmosphere of hate and distrust that surrounds so much of the news in our country and in the world, it's time for us again to contemplate the radiation of God, of the love of God, and what our part might be in sharing that love in our community and in the world around us. Our text in Colossians 3:13 and the message that I would like to share with you was written by Pastor Ken Schauer some 30 years ago. Pastor Ken was our vacancy pastor when Gail and I served in Hope, Idaho Falls. And so he was a very dear person to us. He was serving Gail when she was hospitalized with her first heart attack. So, pretty special. Anyway, our text is this. Forbearing one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other as Christ, as God, the Lord, has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. We can look at this in the context of our country and the world around us, and in the context of our own lives as we live our lives here in this blessed country of ours. So joy to you as you experience the warmth of God's love today, and may this bring love and peace in your relationships to others. Namely, as we are forgiven, so also must we forgive. Let's consider the significance of this under the headings hit by a cold wave and touched by a warm love. If we have a cold wave that hits us maybe in December, January, February, we can sort of expect that. But when it gets to be March and April, and maybe even the foremost part of April and May, that cold wave isn't quite as welcome, and we think it shouldn't be here. There's another kind of cold wave that hits us at all times of the year, not just during the winter months. At times you feel a cold wave when two people have been arguing and you enter the room. You feel the iciness between them, and it isn't really the time for you to be there. Sometimes people don't have to say anything. You can just sense the coldness, the iciness or the hatred and uneasiness between them. Sometimes it can be directed toward you. It's a cold wave that is brought about by anger, hatred, and revenge. People sometimes get angry with each other, and this anger can cut a good relationship short. Hatred, anger, and revenge destroy people. In 1 John it is written, anyone who hates his brother is a murderer. In John 1:3:15. Anger and hatred tear the root of our lives and the lives of others. We like to get revenge. We like to get back at others who hurt us, and somebody throws a stone, and we just have to throw it back. Somebody steps on our toes, and we have to step back. It is said that revenge can be sweet. How sweet is it? It surely isn't sweet for the one on whom we are taking revenge, speaking ill of someone, cheating a person, or pushing someone into a corner. Isn't sweet for the victim, and it isn't really sweet for us either, Because when we take revenge, it creates a vicious circle where the victim will want to come and get back at us. Even if we succeed with the revenge, we destroy our own character by playing the devil's game. Revenge eats away at our lives. Soon our whole life is permeated with anger. Anger and hatred not only destroy our emotional faith and health, good character and a night's sleep, but they also destroy our trust and faith in God. We are also reminded that if anyone says that he loves God and hates his brother, he is a liar, according to 1 John 4:20. You cannot have both feelings inside of you at the same time. That is why Jesus paints revenge as being very dangerous. If you will not forgive your brother, neither can God forgive you. Thus St. Paul exhorts with the words of our text, forbearing one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other, as the Lord has forgiven you, you also must forgive. And again, we think of this again in the context of what's going on in our country today. And we pray that God will bless us with being able to forgive one another. At times, you and I have been physically cold. When we get cold, we start shivering. Sometimes we clap our hands to keep them warm, or we hop on our toes to get the circulation going. But have you ever been in such cold weather that you felt warm? Victims of frostbite feel this way. In reality, their hands, for example, are frozen. But to them, their hands feel warm and comfortable. And that's the way hate can be. We can hate and be filled with anger so long that it becomes comfortable. Some families and countries have hated each other for so long that they think they are happy. They think they are warm. They don't realize that they are frostbitten by hate. There's only one thing that can warm the hearts of these families and countries: the warm love of God. We are touched by the warm love from God in various ways. In baptism, he lovingly puts his name on us and welcomes us into his family. In Holy Communion, we meet a loving and forgiving Savior. Through God's word, we hear the good news of a loving Father who has forgiven us through Jesus, our Savior. In our text, Paul reminds us of this good news with the words, as the Lord has forgiven you. This good news does not come from hate, anger, or revenge. It comes from love. God's love touches us through the cross of Christ, and with forgiveness, it melts the ice in our hearts. Thus, St. Paul continues in our text, so you also must forgive. It is easy to talk about loving those who are angry at us, but how are we able to do it? I do it this way. I pray for people, and my hate goes away. If you have someone you really don't like, start praying for that person. If you have a neighbor who cuts across your lawn, or a neighbor digs up your flowers or does a few other things, start being kind to that person. If you have someone who lives down the road that you don't like, give him or her a present. By praying for and by doing deeds of kindness for your neighbor, you may come to love that person. Another thought on this comes from Romans chapter 12, verse 20. No, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him drink. For by so doing, you will heap burning coals on his head. This melts the iciness from our relationships with others. It is also our old human nature, against our human nature to forgive. But it is God's way. It is hard, it is a hard life to live radiating love, to melt unkindness with kindness, and to give forgiveness for insults, and to love someone who hates you. But it is the Christian way. Because God loves you and me. He touches us with a warm love of forgiveness. And we need to teach others with a warm love of forgiveness and so melt away revenge. We pray that God will do this for us individually, in our homes, in our families, in our church, in our community, in our country, in our world. May God be so kind to us. Amen.